listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt. I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. And as you can hear, we've got something special happening tonight. Tonight is the very first time we are going to have a live studio audience for our musical guests this evening. We are very honored and very happy to have these folks in the studio. We're very honored and happy that you are listening. And we are very honored and happy to have a return guest to the show. We've been telling you about his new album for the past couple weeks. It's called Rosebush and the Pursuit of Dreams. We'll be getting to know him a little bit more on the air, but first I'm going to hand things over to our very good friend Karan Singh for some live music. This is 91.3 WYSO.
All right, I'm very excited. This is great.
I'm just the man about to come around, give a little kiss to you. Cause there's a fire inside. It's burning me alive. Takes my skin to know how to get in. There's a fire in my bones. They won't leave me alone. Come on, take a walk with me and go on. Baby, it's a dream and I see all the love I need in you, babe. Oh, in you, babe. In you, babe. Oh, in you, babe. There's a fire inside. Burning me alive. Takes my skin to know how to get in. And I'm just the man about to come around, give a little kiss to you.
Thank you.
Where else but YSO?
Oh, thank you so much. This next song is off my album. It's one of the title tracks. It's called The Pursuit of Dreams.
Time's cold, so baby, hold me close. I warm my skin before the day breaks in. My prayer is song. Where my heart belongs, and the flames break across, so my hope ain't lost. Cause it's an unseen breeze breathing in me. And it's a heart of flame, as burning bright as the day. And I lost my way. I've forgotten who I am. And all I know is that I'll be born again. Volcanoes erupt, and fire fills my cup. The curtains come down, silence breaks the sound. It's an unseen breeze, just breathing in. It's a heart of flame, it's burning bright as the day. And I lost my way. I've forgotten who I am. And all I know is that I'll be born again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Oh, yeah. So this is I just had a birthday, and I left a decade. I left my 20s, to tell you how old I am. And, oh, no! Why? So it's called The Roaring Twenties, is what this song is called, and it's about the decade.
Thank you for teaching me to fall in love. In glory and shame and all thereof. There's a good path and a bad path, and the one you feel. It all be so easy, I will fall in leave. And there's never been telling how this could go. We can move on fast to let it wither slow. In love, in glory and shame and all thereof. behind closed doors. And education's the key from the jungle floor. I waited and I listened for all I want. And it's been laying at my feet since I was born. Thank you for teaching me to fall in love. In glory and shame and all.
Thank you very, very much.
Taran Singh live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO with our live studio audience. We're going to be back to talk with Taran here in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. Right now we're going to hear one from his new album. It's called Rosebush and the Pursuit of Dreams, and this is Dear Drea. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Sweet wife of mine, you got here right on time. With a flash of light coming like flames from behind your smile. And roll out to, baby, you know it's such a long book. Gonna start here tonight. My love, 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 my real love, 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 my one true love, my one true love. Practice this song before I knew if you'd even come along. You know what's planned, but anyway, my darling.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and we just heard a track from this evening's guest. He is Taran Singh. Welcome into this studio.
Thank you for having me, Juliet.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for coming back. It's been a while since you've been with us, and last time you were here, you had just released last year's Ghosts. What was the journey from last year's Ghosts to this album?
So a lot of the songs that I wrote for last year's Ghosts were ended up on this album, and I think I had Gosh, I mean, I can't even explain it. Last time I was here, we talked about how we had an overflow of songs.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like that. We had an overflow of songs this time. And this album, so let me give you a little background on how this album was built, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I would drive to Nashville at 5 in the morning, and I would get there at 10. We'd record from 10 to 8, and I'd take just whatever my dailies were back with me, and I'd drive back by 1 and go to work the next day. So I did this on Sundays. And I did this 5 or 6 times, and it is grueling and feels fantastic. It's like you took every bit of juice out of life that day, you know, and you poured it onto like the cloth of the album, and that's the sounds, right? So a lot of what grew kind of grew over that period, and I was really transitioning periods in my life as well, and so I think that the album captures that. Hopefully, it shows, you know, an escalation from the first one, and it's part of 3. So there's one more album coming, and that'll be started probably recording either at the end of this year or next year.
And as far as the trilogy, the series of albums, did you always envision it as being a series of 3 albums, or did you just find that that's the way the songs came out?
No, it'll be 3. It was always 3. I like 3s a lot. 7s, 9s. I just like numbers. 12 till 12, right? Very exciting.
Exactly, yeah. Now, when you were here last time, we talked about some good things that your music was going to help. And as soon as you came in here this evening, you reported some good news. Tell us about, first of all, the cause that your music is going towards and your very exciting results so far.
Okay. So Karan Singh is an incredibly common name. I had 4 Karan Singhs in my 4th grade class in India. And no one here can spell it right or say it right, for the most part, you know, even myself. And so therefore, it's called Karan Singh in the freshwater. So it's all about the freshwater, because that's what I hope people remember. And that's really what'll matter in the end. If I can do anything with my life, what'll matter is that we have hopefully clean water resources available for everyone, you know, or at least some part of it. If I can help some part of that, then I've done something while I was here. And so 40% of all of my physical album sales, and eventually when it goes digital, it'll still be 40%. It's just going to be less money because it's digital. 40% go to Digging Well 3063 in Rwanda. And so far, statistically speaking, the amount of money donated from the album sales, 4 people have, if they stayed in that village, would have water until they died. Clean water, clean running well water on a hand pump. And what I'm shooting for is, if I can sell all of my albums, it'll be 2 families total.
That's such an exciting achievement. I told you it when you first told me that it gave me chills, and it gave me chills when you said it again. It's really exciting. As an artist, as a writer and a songwriter and a musician and a poet, how does it feel for you that, you know, this way of expressing yourself, this music that you make, these words that you write, are going not only to, you know, serve as a form of self-expression, mm-hmm. but to then give back to people that, you know, you've never met, people beyond the audience that's watching you play or listening to the album?
It just seems like this, and this is currently, you know, I mean, we're always going through life and, you know, we hopefully evolve, and I guess always one way or another, but, you know, currently, if you don't do something with what you have, you're not really doing anything. And that's something that I think you just kind of grow into. And I like that stage that I'm in currently. Everything that I do, every resource that I have available to me, my songs are really a resource, right? Intellectual property, they're property. What do you do with that property? And if I can use that to actually benefit the world in some way, then I have given myself at least a small gap to be able to criticize. You know, otherwise you're just in it, right? You know, and so yeah. I guess, does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You were talking about this process of making the album, the driving back and forth. Do you feel like that journey as you began it and then would go back to do another day, the sheer act of the journey back and forth, did that inform things you were doing on the album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. There's a lot of time alone, you know, and that's so important. One of my favorite books of all time, I'll admit this openly on the air, is Walter Kaufman's translation of Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche. And not to ruin any parts of it, but there's at least some part. Hopefully you'll read the book, and specifically that translation, hardcover would be preferable. And he comes down off the mountain. He's overripe. And so you have to have this time alone, I think. And if you study through history, I think this time alone is really, really critical. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to do it that way. I could have just booked a week. you know, taking some time off work and just okay, now it's done. Now we just have to do, you know, all the other stuff that we have to do to it. But I wanted that process. I wanted that grueling process where I just felt so worn but incredibly exhilarated at the same time.
It seems like that sort of sense of sort of putting your all into it. When I was watching you in the other studio performing, you put yourself into the performance. Is that something that you felt you've always done as a musician, or was it something you learned as you developed? You sort of found that energy or that I think
I'm growing into my authenticity. Mm-hmm. Across the variations of my life, I'm being able to just become more myself. And I think this comes from time alone, because you realize really how alone you are. And so hopefully that comes across. I take it as a great compliment. I really appreciate it. I do try and put that in the album. I mean, this is like, you know, there's genuinely blood, sweat, and tears in this thing. It's really great. And even the cover art is something I drew about 6 years ago. And Josh Moody, whose birthday it is today, 12/12, is who helped me design it. He did the nice rose on the back and the font that goes with it and helped me place it. And so my whole goal for doing anything is I want people to be comfortable accessing a sense of joy, and that kind of helps you open up into the other emotions, which we really don't focus on, and really bringing them up in conversation, you know, almost seems ridiculous, right? People would just prickle at the idea of affection coming into practical matters. And so similarly with joy, it seems like something that isn't going to actually forward the world or forward our species, but I, you know, categorically disagree. Which is why I do these things. I can't help myself.
Do you find that joy is something that even when maybe you're writing a song that might deal with, you know, sadness or loss or something like that, that joy in the process has to be a part of it?
I think that, yeah, Winston Churchill, right? You know, you're going through hell, keep going. Mm-hmm. And I think that the process of writing the song, the process of doing the work, of forcing yourself to create actionable work product is a way of pushing through kind of the thicket. It's seeing Darth Maul in the middle of the forest and keep going. You know what I mean?
from Churchill to Star Wars, I love it. So what's the new year looking like for you? Big plans. I know you mentioned, you know, diving right in and working on the third album.
So that might be near the end of the year. Okay. Next year is very exciting. It's the third year in the Decade of Dreams. The first year was the Year of the Great. And I think that was the year after I was on. So it was the Year of the Great. And then that was the Year of the Win. And what I learned is about, like, you know, even actively losing is still a win because you learn something. And then this is the Year of the Great. And take your own advice, submit your eyes to perceive beauty over cynicism, and allow your actions to be a language unto themselves. And so next year is very exciting for me. The next 10 years, frankly, is very exciting. And then the 10 years going off after that. I've actually sectioned off my life, presuming that I'll die around 2064, and worked backwards.
You know? Wow.
If I live the average male lifespan, which I do, I would like to at least be around to like 102, which would be 2084 that I would die. But I'm going to 2064 to be conservative. You know? I'm very excited about next year. I can't talk much about it because I really try and build up and reserve and hone and polish off my plans until right at December 31st. But a lot of exciting things. I should be completed with the university, Antioch University, which changed my life fundamentally. We'll hopefully be done with at least that part of my degree, and then I'll just, you know, you never stop learning. I'll just continue my education. And yeah, we'll see what else we have in store. There's some things with film that I can't talk too much about, but, you know, they're real cool.
That's exciting because I think last time you were here, we talked about some film aspirations that you had. So we'll see. We'll have to look forward to you coming back and telling us all about it when the time is right.
Yeah,
great. Well, shall we do another song from the album? Do you have a favorite that you'd like to play?
See.
And then we'll come back and chat some more.
Let's see here. Do you want me to play just one of my favorites or what people actually like?
Let's play one of your favorites.
One of my favorites is probably Carousel, which is song number 4.
Okay.
This was one of those things that grew super duper organically. I did all the background vocals, and Patrick was a big part of it as well. He and there's just a really cool vibe to this song, and it's and I helped the lyrics. And just remember that it's called Carousel when you listen to the lyrics.
Well, let's take a listen to that one right now. We'll be back to talk more with Karan Singh coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Cause you be a good wife, don't mean a good wife for me. It's cause I be a good father, don't mean to start a family. I'm warning you, baby, so if you don't mind, give me your heart and let me break it in a little while. It's cause I make you laugh, don't mean that I'll be good to you. Cause you think you know me, ah, oh, darling, don't make it true. I'm warning you, baby, so if you don't mind, just give me your heart and let me break it in a little while. You're beautiful, don't mean you're pretty. Just cause this ain't prison, oh darling, don't mean you're free. I'm warning you, baby, if you don't mind, just give me your heart and let me break it in a little while.
From Karan Singh and the Freshwater. The new album is called Rosebush and the Pursuit of Dreams. That was called Carousel. Welcome back, Karan.
Thank you, Juliet.
Now, a moment ago, you mentioned, you know, we were talking about the recording process for this album, and you mentioned, you know, the drive to Nashville and things like that, and putting these songs together. I know that you worked with the same people that you worked with on the last mm-hmm. album. Was that sense of familiarity, did that sort of help in crafting this next installment?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I think it added a cohesion to, and I think I'll do probably the third album, you know, kind of the same way. Because there is, if you listen to the last song on the album, you can tell, you know, it's almost like an echo of the first album coming out. So, I think so.
Now, when is this going to be available for people to...
So they can buy it live from me anytime, okay. Right? They're $10. $4 goes to Digging This Well. And in the last part of the first quarter of 2013, so March of 2013, if you search for The Freshwater, Rosebush and the Pursuit of Dreams on iTunes, it'll be there. On Amazon, it'll be there. Right now, the first album's out. If you ever wanted to find anything about me online, you'd have to put The Freshwater Singh, S-I-N-G-H, which is my last name.
And there's an amount of great amount of like SEO. Like this is one guy who goes to school and works, you know. So, but there's, you know, a good amount of content. If people are really interested, it'd be wonderful to check it out. This is one of the reasons the internet's bringing about the Renaissance, you know.
Do you find that through the internet you've been able to connect with more people with your music? Has it been a helpful tool so far, or do you feel like you're just scratching
the
surface?
I think a lot of the time I'm making it for myself. I think, you know, sometimes I'm like, are all these views just me? But I think, yeah, there are those few moments. I can actually think of like there's three or four just complete strangers that became friends because of it, you know, and that's really cool. That's even one would be cool, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when you get ready to do the third one, is there anything that you maybe learned making the first or the second that you're going to do differently, or maybe going to do exactly the same way?
No, it'll certainly be an evolution. There's always lessons learned, and if unapplied, then, you know, worthless, right? Then you actually have pain if you don't apply the lesson. So yeah, there'll be a lot of things that I'll do, you know, maybe in different orders or concurrently, or start them at different times, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And there's already like an idea for it. I mean, a big change from my first albums, which I'll admit to you, I actually have two albums before the ones that you know about, which I would never, ever talk about. They're just so bad. They're so bad. And I mean, I've been doing it for like 10 years. You know, the first one I made was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, when I used to live up there. And in any event, yeah, so there's like, you know, for me, when I'm listening to like four or five of my records, I'm like, okay, there's some perceptible growth. So as long as I can keep that arc going, then giving people snapshots, you know, if they're interested, would be hopefully I'll do a good job with that.
In kind of talking about that early stage of your musical career, I know a lot of artists go through that phase where they have the early stuff and then they sort of have that point in which they come into their own or come into themselves as an artist. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's where you are now, or at least where you're heading? Or?
Hopefully I'm heading there.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully I will get there 7 minutes after I'm in the grave.
You know? Gotta just keep that forward motion,
yeah.
Right? Well, is there anything else people ought to know before they snag a copy of this album? Where are you typically playing live these days?
So I'm actually playing somewhere on Saturday. My friend just sent me a text. I'll be opening for him. I think it's at the Oregon Express. I really am crazy that I don't know the venue, but you know, I'll figure it out by Saturday. It's in the Oregon, which is one street. So if you really are interested, come to the one street. You know, we'll be there somewhere. I believe it's the Oregon Express, I think. I don't know. It's on that side. And it'll be around 9:30. I'll play for about 20, 30 minutes, sell some albums there. And then after that, I think I'm playing again on the 22nd at the old Have a Nice Day Cafe, it was called, I think. Now it's being redone. But I think it's a soft opening, so I don't know if people can actually come to that unless they're – I don't really know. I just kind of – people ask me to go, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm here.
Like, yes, you know? I'll be there.
So, Charles Tipton. You know him. I'm opening for him on Saturday. It's wonderful stuff. I mean, he has this one song. I mean, all of his songs, but there's this one particular song which is just totally killer of his that I love. Yeah,
that'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people should go out to that show and pick up a copy of this one, and we have the last one in there as well.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shelley. this is why we have to have her here. If Shelley weren't here, I would be completely lost. Yes, it is indeed the OE Saturday night. Caron singing the Freshwater and Charles Tipton. That's going to be quite the show.
It'll be fun. And I wanted to thank you before I leave for being both of you for being part of the Renaissance in Dayton. We would all be dead without you.
Oh. My heart is warmed. Thank you. Well, and thank you for all that you do, and thank you for being here and being our kind of our live audience a guinea pig tonight.
Yeah, it was really great.
We're going to hear one more from Caron Singh and the Freshwater from the new album. I'm actually going to play the last one since you mentioned it.
Okay, cool.
This is from the new album. Again, it's called Rosebush and the Pursuit of Dreams. Check them out at the OE Saturday night along with Charles Tipton. We'll get some details up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. All kinds of information there. Caron, thank you again so much
for
being here.
It's the love I feel. Unlike I-